Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Cue the Clarity. I'm your host, Mina Kunlosita. Today, I wanted to chat with you about two words that I've been incorporating into my life that have felt like so light and easy. When I'm building this business of Cue the Clarity and when I'm parenting and, out there in the world, like I feel like the life that I am in right now is that I feel called to both motherhood and I feel called to business. So if that's you, you're in the right place. And so two words have really stuck out for me in this feeling of like, I don't know, that feeling of like lessening my grip on things. And the two words are, why not? Why not? So when I'm recording this, it is the day before my daughter's 9th birthday. And so, a little bit of background on that is that my sister and I were pregnant at the exact same time. The funny story about that is that so it's my second daughter, my youngest daughter. And so, I announced that I was pregnant to my sisters. I have three sisters, and my older sister hadn't had kids yet. And she was so super excited for me. And with that, she was out and about at Dollar Tree, and she was like, I've been feeling weird too. I wonder if it's because Mina announced that, she's pregnant and I'm kind of feeling that I might be pregnant too, like the intuition of like, I wonder if it's from Mina and I pick that up or if it's from myself. So at Dollar Tree, she picks up a pregnancy test for a dollar and takes it and then finds out she's pregnant too. And so it was this really exciting time. Like, I absolutely loved being pregnant with my sister at the same time. It was like, well, it was her first pregnancy and my second. And it was just fun to be in the same exact stage with each other and share that experience with her. And so we could have had the baby at the exact same time, the babies. But we ended up scheduling them to be born at different times so they would have their own birthdays. So she actually had to ended up having to schedule inducing her son. And I actually ended up having to schedule a C-section, a scheduled C-section for my daughter. And so she scheduled it for Friday, and I could have scheduled it for Friday as well. They would have had the same birthday. But we decided they should have their own birthdays. And so then his was on Friday. It was a scheduled inducing. And then I scheduled my C-section for that following Monday because you can't schedule it on the weekends. But with that, we still call them the twins. We always talk about how they shared a womb. And when they were born, we would like force them to like lay next to each other. And the irony of it all is that they really did not like each other. Like they were so opposite. They looked so different from each other. So different, like even their complexion. Like my nephew, Aaron, he looks like my dad and my sister. And he had like pitch black hair, tons of hair. And my daughter has like dark brown hair. Even though she's full tight on, her hair just, I don't know, came out a different color. And she was like bald practically, and their energy was different. Like he was really chill and he had dimples. And then she was really like screamy and dramatic. And we always said that they were like opposite twins. And so we would force them by each other, but they would cry. And they didn't even want to, like, as they became toddlers, like sit next to each other. And we always said like we forced love, like that we wouldn't need to like force love each other. So they're the opposite twins, and they're for the first time doing a joint birthday party tomorrow. And so it's their 9th birthday. And it's just been like, we want it to be really chill, right? And so my sister was like, yeah, it's just going to be for a few hours. Do you want to do it together? And I asked my daughter, and she's like, sure. And so I thought I'd approach this with, like, why not? And so, for example, like normally I would do a theme, I would do a bunch of decor, and there like I would rent like a gymnastics place or a pool or whatever it was where it was like very specific to the theme. And because it's both of them, I thought, why not? Like, why not just loosen my grip a little bit? So, the theme for him, and this is the same exact birthday, party. The theme for him is soccer. The theme for her is cats and kittens. So I got him a like a chocolate mousse cake, and on the top of it is like a whole bunch of soccer stuff. And I got her like a mango ouzu cake, and this is from Whole Foods, by the way. And on the top of it, I got like a whole bunch of like cat figurines doing like a whole bunch of funny poses, you know, like playing with yarn or whatever it is. And it kind of reminds me of like if you watch TikTok, there's this one about chaotic gardening. And essentially, what chaotic gardening is that you just throw a bunch of like wild flower seeds into like your front of your landscaping, let's say, or in a flower bed or whatever it is, a whole bunch of seeds, just like chaos. And you see what happens, and a whole bunch of stuff blooms. And you don't have to be having like a green thumb or anything like that. You don't have to have like a degree in landscaping. It feels very chaotic, but it feels like, why not? Let's just see what happens. And from that, I was like, hey, I should try this chaotic gardening because I just can't seem to keep plants alive. And it feels like this is totally my vibe. You know, throw a bunch of wildflowers, see what happens. And it feels very light and easy. And so, beyond gardening, I thought I'm going to apply the same premise to this birthday. So, the balloons are going to be soccer balloons, and it's going to be, you know, cats. And then it's going to be, they actually have matching shirts. And so, the matching shirts are like green and they say nine, and it says like awesome since 2015. And I end up getting green, and they're gonna be wearing matching shirts, you know, because they're twins, obviously. But it kind of looks like, imagine the design being like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which they do like. But I was like, maybe I should get a different color instead of green. And my sister was like, but they do like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I thought, why not? I mean, let's throw this like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles-esque shirt in there as well. And you know, why not? Let's chaos birthday party theme. So we're just making fun things, and we're just doing random things. Like I'm going to be doing some face painting, and my sister is going to be doing like some crafts, and it's just going to be like this fun, chaotic, opposite twins sort of feeling to it because they're so opposite. And I've been loving this idea of, when it comes to parenting, of these two words, why not? And parenting yourself too. Okay. So I'm going to get into that a little bit. But for example, like there's lots of times where when I'm parenting, I see the old patterns of me thinking a certain way and thinking that this means a certain thing. One example is that my daughter, so this is a 13-year-old, she oftentimes will play Fortnite with her friends. And they'll like be on video chat with each other and playing Fortnite at the same time. And so she is like a straight A student. She is in wrestling and she is in track now. I've talked about her often, and I just am very, very proud of the young woman that she's turning into. And, you know, I have no worries. I feel like, you know, I'm, you know, excited about this independent version of her. And so it was like a Friday night last week, and it was probably around like 11 or 11:30 at night, and she's still on the phone with them. And, you know, she's like basically yelling because Fortnite is like this weird juxtaposition of a game. Like it's really weird where you're like killing people and doing dances at the same time. I don't know. Anyways, they have a lot of fun with it. And first of all, that's the first why not? Like, why not? You know, we played video games back in our day, and I was, you know, sure, I was like shooting ducks for, you know, whatever that game was, like Duck Hunter or whatever. I forget what it is now off the top of my head. But there was lots of games that seemed like when you looked at them, they were like, maybe we shouldn't have been doing that or whatever. But why not? Right. And so when I was growing up, my parents and my grandparents were really strict. And it was in this line of thinking that good girls don't do this. Good girls don't speak up. Good girls don't yell. Good girls don't even talk on the phone. They don't play like video games at night. They don't go out in the world because what would people think? What would people think? I remember that was like a reoccurring thing with my grandparents and my parents. Like, what would people think if they you know, if you didn't get straight A's, what would people think if you were video chatting with your friends? Like, I remember like they would say different things, like that was for the like Americanized friends of mine, but not for me, right? What would people think if I wasn't like the studious, quiet, hardworking Asian girl that never spoke up or never, you know, did anything out of the quote unquote like goodness of me? What would people think if I wasn't serving others or, you know, doing proper things? And so as I've been raising my own kids, and my husband is Thai Dom too, so he was kind of built in the same vein. But let me tell you, Thai Dom men are not burdened by the same sort of expectations as Asian women are. My husband, though he has like the responsibilities of the oldest male, and there's like a theme or a container that he was raised in of like, eventually you'll take care of your parents. But even then, it was like it kind of deferred to who you married. You know, like if you were married to someone of a different race, then it was like, oh, it kind of goes with whatever their culture is, sort of thing. And so, being one of the oldest children, if you were a girl, you were expected to take care of your parents, even that, right? So you were just raised in different ways. And with the responsibilities of my husband, for example, he was raised to be like a good, responsible Asian male, took care of your parents, maybe financially, but maybe it was more so that way instead of you bringing your parents to live with you. So I'm getting into the weeds here. But he just lived a different way. Like he wasn't expected to be in the kitchen. He wasn't expected to be there for the kids constantly, right? It was just a different, like, good factor that boys were raised in instead of girls. And I see that in the American culture in such parallel. Exactly. It was like you were just built into that role. Like there was a structural, what is that word? Constraint. And so it's like, oh, okay, this is what a good mom would do. This is what a good woman would do. She's serving her husband. And it was like amplified in the Thai Dom culture, the Asian culture of being like somewhat submissive, right? And so, but then the husband also had his own sort of structural, societal expectations or cultural expectations as well. And so I've been trying to break that cycle as my oldest daughter is getting to be 13, asserting her independence, which I am loving. But I also am very close to my parents and very close to my in-laws. Like my in-laws will even vacation with us and everything like that. And so I'm trying to break the cycle of why I think different ways and if they are really serving the next generation. And what's really been helpful is those words of why not. So when she was up late at 11 o'clock last Friday, I was like saying to her, I was like, bedtime, you know, you need to get off the video games, off the FaceTime and go to sleep. And she was like, Mama, it's Friday. Can I just stay up for a little bit? And I like stopped myself. Like, she's safe at home. She's having fun talking to her friends. It happens to be 11 o'clock at night. She knows that she's going to need to go to sleep soon. Why not? But in my head, there's a script that's running like, girls don't stay up at late at night. Girls don't play video games with their friends and like show and shout so much emotion and I don't know, like aggression, I guess. And I was just like, why not? And I was like, oh, okay. And I just trusted her. And I was like, okay, just make sure you go to sleep pretty soon because it's getting really late and be quiet because your sister is already asleep. And I just was like, why not? Why not? Sure, why not? So I've been saying that more to myself, and it's been so helpful in me releasing a little bit of these scripts that have been ingrained in me since I was a child. So I want you to apply that a little bit. If your kid is asking you to play in the mud, why not? As long as they're safe, right? If they are asking you to stay up late one night, why not? They might be tired the next day, but why not? If they are, I don't know, asking you to jump on the trampoline. It's like whenever I try to come up with examples, it's like sometimes they just do not come to me. My brain is not working right now. But you get the idea. And if you're not a parent, and if you are just trying to like parent yourself and adulting yourself, or you are, you know, trying to just live your life, apply that same thing to yourself. Like if your friend is asking you, hey, should we try this? Yeah, why not? Should we try this meal, even though this dish on the menu, even though you know that you don't actually like this certain thing? Yeah, why not? Should we try horseback running or horseback running, horseback riding? Yeah, why not? Should we try a salt lounge? That's where my youngest sister and I, we went to a salt lounge. It's basically where you just like sit there with a heavy blanket on you, and you are in the room filled with salt, and it goes through the air. Like basically you're breathing in salt air. They put it through the vents, and you're just, there's like meditation music happening. And you sit there for like 40 minutes, and it gets into your skin, gets into your lungs, you know, through your mouth and your nose, and kind of taste it in your like lips and everything. And it's supposed to be really good for like your skin, your allergies, your thyroid, your you know, autoimmune things, your psoriasis, your eczema, your asthma. I mean, the list was like crazy long of all the different benefits. When we went, I was like, why not? Let's go. It was not much to it. It was pretty anticlimactic. I didn't see like a big difference, but I mean, this was just last night. And I thought, yeah, this is great. If anything, I was able to relax and, you know, clear my lungs. It's great for your breathing and just the intention of health. And so why not? So we did it. And would I recommend it? Sure, because why not? And so I want you to go forward, especially since summertime is coming up in a couple months. Couple months. Yeah, couple months. Think of it as like, why not? Why not this summer? And this summer of trying different things and putting yourself out there and, you know, extending out your comfort zone and stretching yourself a bit. Like, just do it. Why not? And then when you're thinking about like having the pressures and the scripts of you being a parent, and even within like the vicinity and the like, I'm around my parents a lot. So it's like they express to me different things, or they don't express it at all. It's just I know that they are thinking like, oh, it should. Wrestling is a good example of this. When my mom heard that my daughter was going to do wrestling, she was like, oh, sorry, do you want people to hurt you? Like that was her reaction. And I was like, why not? Like, this is so good for her. And I think all of you have heard me talk about like everything she's gained through wrestling, like her resilience, her determination, just her like confidence, looking somebody in the eye, taking them down, right? That was something that was never even allowed or taught to me, much less, you know, exposed to me. And, you know, even my mother-in-law, like there's times where she's like, oh, you're gonna take the kids to swimming? What if it gets so hot and you pass out and then, you know, the kids drown? Like, this is literally things that I hear in my brain. And then I'm like, should I even take them to swimming? And I'm like, yeah, why not? These kids are living their life. Like, I want to be able to, like, I love water so much. And I call it my like water therapy. Like, why not? Right. Last summer I was doing water walking, which is where like you go to the, if you have a lazy river, you walk the opposite way and it is a workout. And so I was doing that for myself. And, but then, you know, like as like a grown up and you're hearing these things, you're just like, you almost have to like stop the script in your head of you telling yourself, and then also like dismiss what they're saying too. And it's like a healing journey in a way too. And I feel like I've definitely healed a lot of the things, like my inner child and everything. I've been talking about it with you of, you know, all these different moving on with life things. And some of them have been harder than others, but the healing work is a process. And so one of the things that I've been instilling is this why not approach has been really, it felt really light and easy for my brain to automatically ask those, that question. Sure. Why not? Right. Okay, friends, thanks so much for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.